Welcome to the King's Podcast, the ultimate guide of film and television. Okay, this is my last episode. So that was not my last episode, but this is gonna be my last one. I'm disgusted with myself. During the editing stages of this episode, there was a devastating earthquake that impacted Haiti. As of right now, there has been over 1,200 fatalities. Tropical Depression Grace is set to be on course for landfall in a matter of hours. To the nation of Haiti, I want you to know that you are in my prayers, and I love you dearly. To those listeners who want to know how they can assist all of those that have been impacted by the earthquake, here are some Haitian organizations you can support. IATI Community Trust has established an earthquake relief fund. You can also donate to Hope for Haiti and Fonkozi. Fonkozi, I'm just going to spell it out just in case I'm not saying correctly. It's F like friend, O like orange, N like Nancy, K like kangaroo, O like orange, Z like zebra, and E like elephant. And you can find all of them on Instagram as well. If you won't be able to check their websites out. So those are some Haitian organizations that you can support during this time. And once again, I just want to say to all the Haitians across the globe, honestly, I feel like I'm on the loss for words, but I'm completely devastated, and just to let you know that you are my thoughts and you're my prayers, and I love all of you. And as of right now, I just want to take a moment to keep Haiti in our thoughts. So let's just take a moment for Haiti, and then we're going to proceed with the episode as planned. If you're listening to me from anywhere in the world that's experiencing devastating wildfires or flooding, I want you to know that you are in my prayers. Some miraculous way, we have made it to August. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We're in August now. I had high hopes for this year, but so far, 2021 can, in the great words of from one of my favorite characters, which my mind can't get right now, from Psych, 2021 can suck it. Over the past month, I've been glued to my TV screen watching the Olympics. I just discovered race walking, and I'm devastated that I will no longer be in the Olympics. At least we got incredible memes from it. In general, the Olympics are always, like, meme-tastic. Team Italy and Team Australia did not disappoint. Down from the recreation of the lover's painting to the Australian coach enthusiastic handrail chair, chef's kiss. Well, thanks to the Olympics and my most recent obsession of listening to romance novels via Audible, I have not had a chance to invest in any TV shows at the moment. But I did get the chance to go back to the movies over the summer. Old was not the first movie I saw since lockdown. That honor went to In the Heights. So the last movie I saw before lockdown was The Invisible Man. And that was before I even started my podcast. And so it's been a while. It was close to in over 15 months. So that's my first time being back to the movie cinema in 15 months. And from my experience so far, it seems as if still where I'm at, not too many people are going to the movies. It still seems a bit empty. Maybe it's just the movie itself wasn't drawing the crowds. So that kind of made me feel a bit safer to be not in such a crowded space with a lot of people. And to be able to enjoy all the elements of going to the movies, that's one of my favorite things to do, is go to the movies, get in my chair, get my popcorn, get my drinks, get my candy, if I choose to get candies, and just sit down and enjoy a film. So Old is directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And M. Night is, in some ways, he's kind of a legend. And he first blew up in the scene with a little film called The Sixth Sense. It was not his first film, but this is the film that put him on the map, The Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense was groundbreaking. I remember when it came out, and I remember I actually got spoiled. The ending was ruined for me. So I already knew what was happening. So M. Night Shyamalan is known for it. He's known for his plot twists. There's always, his films kind of always end with a really good twist. And he's had some mixed bags that kind of happened after Signs. I think Signs was like the last great film he did. It was like The Sixth Sense and Signs. And then it took him kind of a while to kind of get his mojo back a little bit. I felt like he kind of started getting it back with films like The Visit and definitely Split and also with Glass. So the question remains, how did Old fare in comparison to the previous works of M. Night Shyamalan? So the premise of the film is a married couple goes on sort of their like one last holiday before making an announcement to their kids. We were not too sure what their announcement is going to be, but it seems to be concerned around the wife's Prisca's recent diagnosis, and they seem to be having marital problems, but it doesn't indicate that they're going to get divorced, but it's kind of ambiguous. We don't know. The announcement is going to be whether or not they're separating, or the announcement is going to be in regards to Prisca's health. And they go to this resort, which is lovely, and they meet other couples there, and the manager announces that this beautiful special beach that no one knows, and says that since he likes them so much, he's going to let them go on this trip. So two other families join them. There is a doctor named Charles and his wife Crystal, and also Charles' mother and their dog and their daughter, Kara. And there's also another family, which seems like an American family. We have a nurse and his wife. His wife suffers from epilepsy. And they all make their way to the beach, this special beach. And once they get to the beach, they find out things are not right. It seems as if everyone seems to be aging on the beach at an accelerated rate. And so the kids go from being kids to now being like adults within a span of a couple of hours. The premise itself, it's really interesting. But I feel as if Old failed to like live up to like the story's idea. And because I remember watching the film and it just kind of felt like it was dragging on. And towards the end, I was kind of like, okay, is this film, is it over yet? Is it over yet? And it's not that long. It's an hour and 48 minutes. So it's not really a film you should be like, dragging, like it was just taking too long. I feel like the first hour was okay. The last 48 minutes kind of felt a little excruciating. I kind of was bored towards the end of it. But here are the good parts. I thought the acting was excellent. I thought everyone involved did a really great job in it. And I also liked the casting, especially in regards to the kids, because I thought they really did a great job of casting actors that looked like the kids. So it really seems as if those kids age throughout that process, and could be the same people who just got older. And I like that it seemed like a very international cast. You had actors that were the main protagonists were portrayed by Gael García Bernal, who's Mexican. You have Vicky Krieps, who's Luxembourgish. You had Rufus Sewell, who's British. And then Abby Lee, who's Australian. So it was seemed like a very international cast. And not only was it also internationally made up, but also it was also diverse as well. And so I did enjoy seeing that. And it seemed as if none of the characters were fitting within the stereotypes of what they should be. So I appreciate it. Because sometimes some people like to cast films and they like to just make everything like a token, like so they can get their little stamp to be like, hey, we added diversity. But it's just a very superficial look. And this film didn't seem as if it was very superficial. It was just sort of like, oh, okay. It just happened to be that way. Let's see. The film was... I think M. Night Shyamalan is a really great... I think he's a very talented director. And you can see sort of the... what he chose to do. Visually. Choosing to do point of view shots or close-up shots and all of that, I thought that was well. I also like the usage of sort of doing one where the camera is sort of like in the middle and it's kind of just 360 degrees. So you're like, everyone's looking around. It's just like a whole bunch of confusion, or even trying to have sort of like everything so you can kind of feel sort of like the tensions in the cave. Because like when you kind of go back in the cave, you kind of get this like migraine. So like the camera goes zoom in and out to kind of create that kind of like tension you will feel with like your head. So I really did appreciate all those little elements that he was using from a camera perspective and directing perspective. I thought, yeah, the editing was fine. The cinematography, of course. I really did. It was just one particular shot that kind of struck me. And I was like, oh, just visually, I was striking when the two of the mothers were in the cave and they were walking with their children. One was wearing blue, one was wearing red, and it was kind of like flowing with the wind. And just like the color contrast with the brown cave, I thought was so visually stunning. that's just something I took from it, from those hour and 48 minutes, that I didn't really care about that one particular shot. I was like, wow, I love it. My eyes were in love and beaming.
For the next few minutes, I'm going to speak in details about the plot of the film. That means there'll be major spoilers. If you would like a chance to watch the film and do not want any spoilers, this would be a good time to pause the episode. But please come back once you have watched the film and formed your own opinions about how the events of the film unfold. If you have seen the film and want to hear my spoiler-heavy take, please proceed.
So one thing I didn't care so much about, it seemed as if it could have just been something that sort of happenstance, or something just kind of just occurs. Dr. Charles was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. It wasn't stated, but is implied that that was his disorder. And there is a bit of a triggering scene because he does murder someone on the island and he violently kills mid-sized sedan. Throughout the film, you can see that Dr. Charles is racist in terms of if his sort of his obsession with mid-sized sedan and the way how he speaks to him. And he kind of goes through like some of these fits of attacks where they're very racially implied. And I wish that the film did kind of address the racism that Dr. Charles was showcasing. And even with his hostility to the nurse Jarin. Jarman is a man of Asian descent, and you can see there was like a hostility towards him as well, not to the degree of hostility he had to mid-sized sedan, but it's something you also see in later on, even with sort of him attacking Guy later on. So I do wish the film addressed that, because even the scene after he murdered mid-sized sedan, the group were disturbed by it, but not to the point where they really try to separate him completely from themselves or make sure that he completely was disarmed or just were keeping an eye on him. Because when you have someone who commits a crime like that, you have to make sure you guys are monitoring him at all times so he doesn't come back to attack you again. It could have just been an excuse
for there to be a scene later on where he meets his demise in a very horrific way. There are some body horror elements in this film, the death of Dr. Charles, due to him being poisoned by rust. That was very disturbing to watch, even the scene, I believe the wife's name was Priscilla Jarman's, wife, the one who suffers from epilepsy. Her death scene was also very fitting in the body horror genre, and also Abby Lee's character, Dr. Charles' wife, which her name escapes me, the character's name escapes me, but her death was also an element of body horror where she just was moving all sorts of ways, so it can be triggering to some audiences as well. So the characters I was searching for were Patricia and Crystal. So Patricia was the character that suffered from epilepsy, and Crystal was the character that had a bone deficiency. So those are the two characters that their names that escaped me that time. But I found them. I found it. We find out that there is a villain in the film, and it's not just the beach itself, which makes everyone on it age at an accelerated rate. It turns out that these families were brought to this beach for a reason, for a purpose. And they were brought to this beach by a pharmaceutical company because they wanted to test how their drugs would impact them. They wanted to study how their drugs, would the drugs heal them or whatever. And so each person had, adult had a condition. It's just, all in all, I wasn't too impressed with Old. I think M. Night Shyamalan is a great director. I just think he just kind of missed the mark with this film. There was a lot of potential for Old to deliver. The ingredients were great. The baking of the movie is where it fell flat. Some parts were underbaked, other parts were overbaked. Not enough sugar there, too much flour there. Problem was the baking soda, should have just been a teaspoon, not a tablespoon. The film felt like a big gone wrong. I wish the film took a deeper dive into mortality, into human beings' fear of mortality. People coming to the grip with their own lives and the lives they have lived. People wrestling with their inner demons, people wrestling with guilt from their past. I felt that the film would have been just so much richer and deeper if it really wrestled with mortality and the human's fear of mortality. And it would have been people turning against one another, turning against themselves. It's just, it could have been a way for Old to be a more impactful film. All in all, I probably will give it a 6.5 out of 10. Yeah. So hopefully I can have a better experience next time and have nothing but rosy things to say for the next horror film or thriller I see. But Old was not that ticket. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope that my little podcast made you a little bit happy. If you have enjoyed this episode, make sure that you like and subscribe. And if you really love it, go ahead and share it with anyone you think may enjoy it as well. And I've got to go because the wrap-up music is coming out right now, and I didn't really have time to thank all the people I had to thank, but gotta go. God bless.